Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby, oh, baby.
Short the line.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. Damn. You night, my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, missing your town. I'm a custom place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, better make your ass come off top. I'ma speak the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been patient. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life, and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This your boy, Cass, slitting as usual. Y'all know how we do it. Father Time, what's going on with your brother?
What's cracking, Doc?
Chilling, 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 chilling. Look at Star, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on?
Boy, y'all ain't gonna believe this. Janine is on time.
Oh, goodness. Hello, everyone.
She is here before the song went off. I had to look twice. That's the same. Fucking up. I'm just saying. What's up, y'all? Shit, hey, technical difficulties last night. Sorry about that. Father Time's fault, not mine.
I ain't a black man. Everybody else do.
Yo, son. All right, so what's good, people? I know. I mean, you know, for some strange reason. All right, let me stop. I'm eating a potato chip, so let me be professional. Stop eating on these chips. But they're so fucking good. Y'all ever had these wavy hickory barbecue? God damn. motherfuckers, this is good. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I see it like briefly aired a old show, we used to get it in about some conversations, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
I'm like, well, damn. Okay.
Time to bring those days back, bruh.
Yeah, I'm like, I mean, shit. All right, so check this out, y'all. I mean, was anybody listening yesterday? Because like I said, it got real crazy. But was anybody listening?
I was listening.
Okay, now I remember it was Butter I was talking to.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the conversation? What was the conversation totally? Do you remember?
Of course I do.
That's why we always come to you.
We were talking about dominance and what was it with dominance and something else in the relationship?
Dominance.
And you went to Butter because you was like, you know, that's where the dominance part came from. You had her in mind.
Oh, dominance and trust.
Yeah, trust and dominance. That's what it was.
Mm. Trust and dominance. Damn, do those two go hand in hand?
Yeah, trust that I'm going to be very dominant with your ass.
Oh, goodness. Wow.
Okay, well, now let me ask this. Okay, because, as a woman who's been, like, the dominant one in the relationship. And from what I hear, that you two motherfuckers, y'all two motherfuckers, is running the goddamn show. How do y'all manage to, like, okay, what if it's that man that comes along that's, you know, he's just as dominant as you? How do you take the back seat to it?
Or do you take a back seat?
I mean, it depends on the person you're with.
Okay.
Some men want you to be the dominant one. Some men don't like being the dominant one. Like, I mean, I have some that did, some that didn't. Like, there was one person where they wanted to be dominant in front of other people. You see what I'm saying? In front of his boys, when we were out, it always seemed like he was the dominant one. And I didn't mind it. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like I wasn't going to embarrass him. You know, he telling everybody about his motorcycle or something like that. I ain't bust him out. Motherfucker, you ain't bad that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
You still paying notes, you bitch, you. Wait a minute. Baby doll, I think you done overstepped your bounds just a little bit.
Know the motherfucker in my name anyway.
Oh, don't you say that. Don't you say that while I'm with my motherfucking biking buddies. Yeah, rev it up, you bitch. That's why it's in my name anyway.
Exactly. It ain't even in your goddamn bag. I you would have shit.
That's my bike. I just let you ride it. That's my bike.
It's like
but I never did that, though. Never did that.
And you know what?
Allowed him to have his little, you know, I mean, it's y'all pride or whatever. I understand it. It don't bother me to step to the side. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
I think you can be dominant. But like you say, I wouldn't want to do it in public. Like,
exactly.
If I'm a dominant guy and I got a dominant woman,
mm-hmm.
and we in public, if we both dominant, we ain't going to stop to one of us give up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We just going to keep going. We in the restaurant arguing like a motherfucker. Everybody looking at us. You know what I'm saying? Because we both dominant. I don't think two dominant motherfuckers can make it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know
nobody
what?
Nobody got to bow down.
I think at some point, man, everybody needs to know when to bag the fuck down because, you know, it's like, you know, I think that I do have a dominant personality. But at the same time, you know, I got to know when to be like, all right, man, let me just stop. You know, because shit, you escalating, she escalating, then I mean, you going to escalate a little higher. And unless we fucking, there ain't no point in us even going to that point. You know what I'm saying? Now, we fucking, yeah, you trying to outdo me? Wait a minute, watch this. I know how to do this shit from now, but nigga, watch me put this leg right here. Other than that, there's no reason for, I don't think no couple should just have to keep going tit for tat. I mean, at some point.
But for a man, dog, for a man, you know, that pride steps in.
In some cases.
Every man got that pride. Every man got pride.
Yeah, but you got to know,
like,
I mean,
I'm not losing this one.
You know what? And that's if you're right about it. I mean, if you're dead wrong, why keep going? Why keep trying to battle it? It's just like, I don't think that you should just keep battling something that you know that you're wrong in. You know what I'm saying? The best thing I've always said, the best thing you do, step back, take a look at your wrongdoings. You know what I'm saying? Then come back again. Now, if you honestly in your heart of hearts feel like, I ain't did shit wrong. You know, and I mean, I think that's like the biggest argument when it comes to like relationships, especially when a motherfucker, you know you right, and the first thing a motherfucker say was, what about when you did this? Motherfucker, we not talking about that right now. You already did choose on my ass for that. Don't bring that shit back up now. I can't stand, what about when you did this? What about when you did that? Did you cuss me out about that already? Yeah, well, don't bring the shit back up.
Well, but see, now everybody pissed off.
Mm-hmm. You know the
by
thing.
By the time all that come up, that, well, what about this? What about that shit you did last year? Everybody mad than a motherfucker. Now it's really not going to stop. Now it's really tick for tack. Because now you're going to bring up some shit that she did.
Man, I'm gonna walk away.
Yeah, I did that, but what about when you did this?
Nah, at that point, I think it's time for me to walk away because, man, shit finna get physical. I'm gonna make me want to. I mean, I ain't talking about hitting to nobody or smacking or nothing like that, but goddamn it, what Chris Rock said, I'll shake the shit out your ass. Shut the fuck up. So, I don't need no dominant woman.
I don't want no dominant woman.
But I don't want no passive woman either. I don't want no woman that's going to let the world run her over.
You know what? That's what I was just about to say. At some point, I mean, it depends on the situation and, you know, what the argument is about or whatever. But, you know, I don't think anybody, male or female, wants a mate who can't stand their ground sometimes. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes. You know, sometimes if the argument is passionate enough, I mean, shit, I mean, you know, you got to be able to, you know, because otherwise, like you said, you know, everybody's going to just walk all over you. If you don't let your, you know, position be known sometimes, what's the point? That's that person that just want to control the other person. And, you know, that's that relationship right there where, you know, whomever, you ain't allowed to express their opinions or their feelings or about anything. That don't work. Now, I do believe in shut the fuck up. Sometimes I don't know when to, but I do believe in it. I'm getting better.
I can't stand that phrase for a motherfucker to tell me that.
What?
Shut the fuck up. Oh, that shit. Oh, that shit fires me. Shut the fuck up. What'd you say? That shit fires me up, man.
You know what?
I can't stand a motherfucker telling me shut the fuck up. You can say shut up, but don't say shut the fuck up.
You know what, man? I'm going to tell you, I'm guilty of it. I will say shut the fuck up in a heartbeat. I'm not lying. I am guilty of it. And you're right. Let a motherfucker say it to me. I'm like, what the fuck you just say to me? You done lost your motherfucking mind. But I am guilty, and it's just, I mean, and I will just get into a rage with it. I won't just be like, man, would you shut the fuck up? I mean, I'll be at the top of my, shut the fuck up! You know what I'm saying? My voice carries. So, just imagine if we in a car. I mean, when I say shut the fuck up, my throat hurts. Because that's how I'm like, shut the fuck up. Don't say another motherfucking word. And then you know what pisses me off? When the motherfucker don't say shit else.
Exactly. After you done told them. And then they just look at you like.
Right.
Don't say shit else.
Did I ask you a question? You don't fucking hear me? You said shut the fuck up. Okay, now for the now
it's another fight.
That's gonna get crucial.
Oh goodness!
Ain't that some sideways shit? That is so sideways.
I'm guilty of that. I'm guilty of that. But see,
he didn't tell you to be quiet. He told you to shut the fuck up. That's like a couple notches above. Be quiet.
Well, see,
exactly. I done shut down completely.
The thing about that is, I know, like I said, I'm guilty of it. I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat it. I'm not lying. But it takes me a minute to get to that point. Now, once I get there, a little hard to turn it off. But it's like, it takes me a minute to get there, and it's like.
Hello?
Oh, goodness.
We couldn't hear you. You cut out.
Oh, I said, then they get to talking reckless. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can
hear you. No, don't start that shit again. No, it's like, you know.
Can you hear me now?
Like a woman, like, well, I just want to say this. All right, here we go. You talking about shut the fuck up, them the words I hate. Well, I just want to say this. See, I know you finna say some shit that's finna make me want to choke the shit out your ass.
Okay, so let me ask you. Okay, if your woman comes to you and she wants to talk to you and she ain't trying to stir you up. Well, how should she come to you? What should her approach be if she do have something to say to you that you probably not gonna like, but you know she just wants to talk about it. She don't want to start a fight. How should she come to you? Because y'all always talking about, you know, it's your presentation. It's about how.
Okay.
You
well, now.
We can't say the three deadly words because they would just leave town if you say them words.
Well, we need to talk.
Can we talk?
Oh right. Yeah, it's time to go. Hey, shit, I got. Man, Peter just went off. Shit,
well,
I got to call back.
We know the don't do. That's why I'm trying to figure out what's the okay to do.
Well, now if y'all know y'all finna say some, I'm gonna tell you like this, and you can take it for what, however you want to take it. And I mean, I know y'all done seen it on all type of them little memes, but shit, suck his dick first. He calm after that. He'll listen to anything you say.
What if that's not an option all the time?
Well, wait to have that conversation until you can.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Hey, no, I'm serious. No, all bullshit aside, though. I mean, you know, I do believe it's in the way you bring it. Okay, this is my biggest pet peeve about it. Hey, what's wrong, baby? Nothing. You sure ain't nothing wrong? No, ain't nothing wrong. Oh, okay. Now I get to talking about something else. You know, I just want to say, the motherfucker, bitch, didn't I just ask you what the fuck was wrong? Now, I done already got. You say what?
Yeah, I say, we already know the don't do's. You keep telling me what the don't do. I want to know what the two do's.
Man, it's
simple. Email me.
Huh?
Say email you.
Email me.
Hell no. No, because you know what? Emails and text messages and anything that can be read can also be taken wrong. So if I do that, what should my approach be if I text you or email you?
Baby,
don't use all caps.
That you might as well end that relationship. See that I have to email you. We have no communication.
Right.
This is
my final
email. It's over.
I'm going to email your ass right back.
But I'm not responding.
You have now been blocked.
You know?
I'm fight for the curse.
Your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, I'm teaching everybody your family.
You know what? Now, okay, I'm glad you brought up family. Like, okay, you got family members that always, you got them nosy family members that's always in your shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
How do you ward them off? How do you manage to separate the two? Because I know I done been through some trenches. I'd have motherfuckers say, I ain't shit, do this, do that. But then, the motherfucker, the first thing they do is come over, hey, can I get one of them beers? What? You want to drink my beer after you done sat there and told your mama, he ain't shit. He ain't shit. I don't know why she went him any damn way. But then you want to come drink my beer.
So who is this? This is your lady's cousin or sister?
I mean, I've got dogged out by everybody. I'd have been dogged out by cousins, brothers, sisters, aunties, uncles.
Wait, I'm saying your family or your lady's family?
I mean, the female's family. In my case, the female's family. You know what I'm saying? And, motherfucker, the first thing a motherfucker say is, can you just be cordial? Why do I got to be cordial?
Because it's her family.
Fuck, they ain't being cordial to me.
Your auntie been on the warpath again.
You said what? And Janine, I see
you talking about
path.
My auntie?
Yeah. She been fired from most stuff.
No, auntie ain't been saying shit to me.
No, I'm just saying because I've seen it, you know. I seen it today. Motherfucker was trying to holler at his lady, and his her auntie just, no, so what? You ain't shit. You ain't shit. You ain't shit. You ain't shit. And he like, can you please? Nope, nope, nope. You ain't shit. He like, get your auntie. Ain't nobody got to get me. You ain't shit. You ain't shit. So then he like, damn. You know, you did tell your auntie, you know, what happened. Why I did what I did, right? It don't matter what you did. It don't matter why you did it. You ain't shit. You ain't shit. So he finally muffed her motherfucking ass. Now everybody talking about he dirty motherfucker. I clap for him, man. Bravo, motherfucker. Bravo. You should have muffed the shit out of her.
The auntie or the girlfriend?
The auntie.
Yeah.
Then he looked at
the auntie. It sounds like the auntie and the girlfriend the same age.
No, they're not. They wasn't, dog. I can honestly, you can look at the auntie and tell the auntie was older, but shit, just because you older, that don't mean you're at your age.
Yeah.
Well, that's
so
what you
get
for
putting your business. Okay, but in the same breath, man, like you told me, deal with it, because it's family. I mean, but how much of it can you deal with?
I don't know. I say, you know, if it can be avoided, you know, just that family member, you know, I see that family member while I'm solo. You know, I go over their house by myself, or they can come over while you at work, or, you know what I'm saying, something like that. I'm going to just try to keep, if it's possible, you know what I'm saying, if it's avoidable, just avoid it. I mean, because that's nothing but trouble. You know, that's the
You wouldn't even have no choice.
Huh?
You wouldn't have no choice, because I'm not going over their fucking house anyway. You'd have
well,
to go
okay,
by
I
yourself.
Can I can dig that. And I can understand, you know, we were talking about that before, where a guy was saying that, you know, him and his old lady, like, her family is real fidgety or whatever. And he just really, you know, didn't like being around them. But he say, you know, it mattered a whole lot to her for him to try to get along with them. So he's like, you know what I'm saying, I go. And I say my highs and my hellos, and then, you know, pretty much I sit in the corner and watch football or whatever, you know. So it's like he's pleasing her by being there.
But that's
a sacrifice to himself, because he like, you know, why I want to sit up and be making funny with these people? And they know I don't like them, and I know they don't like me.
You know what? I am actually going through that, because I cannot stand my wife's sister. I hate this girl with her. I can't stand her. You know what I mean? I'm cool with her brother, though. So, like, you know, her brother had a Super Bowl party. You know, the sister was there. And I'm like, man, I don't really want to go. But I fucks with her brother, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But I can't stand her sister, man. I hate her with a passion. I do not go over her house. I don't go over her house at all. I refuse to go.
So
you know what I mean? And she'd be like...
While he was at the brother's house, you just avoided the sister, right? So everybody can still have a good time.
We didn't even speak.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't even speak to each other. I just don't. I don't fucking like her. She a fucking snake. Mm-hmm. And she used to live with us. She's a fucking mm-hmm. snake. I hope my wife ain't listening, but she know how I feel about her anyway.
Yeah,
really don't matter.
That don't cost you some points tonight.
No, there ain't no Microsoft points. We good.
That's what the points I'm talking about, crazy.
But, I mean, when you're around somebody that you really just don't like, it to me, it makes the situation awkward. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You really don't want to be there, but you're there because, you know, your wife wants you there. It's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, my thing about it, like, okay, I was in a situation once. And my girl was like, I think it was a baby shower or something. I'm not sure. And she knew like hell I didn't want to see her auntie.
Mm-hmm.
But now she steady looking, you gonna come in? Now her other family members, cool. Uncle, cool. Other aunties, cool. You know, I could deal with them. We didn't sat down to play cards and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Cool, no problem. It's just that one. That one, and I was, but then it's like she looked at me like I was wrong for not wanting to go in there. But it was just like, you know, and I broke down and went and show her shit, walked past her, hey. You knew that fucked up hay was coming, if you even got anything at all. And it's just like some things you just need to just, because honestly and truly, I don't think women don't do the shit that we do, dog. And I'm going to be real with y'all. Y'all don't do it. See, y'all want us to say, you know, y'all want us to bite our tongue and say this and say that. But in a lot of cases, if it was vice versa, I done seen motherfuckers like, fuck your mama, I ain't going.
Damn.
Fuck my mama.
Fuck my mama?
Dude, I done seen motherfuckers like, fuck your mama, I ain't going. Or, I'm not fucking with them bitches.
Mm.
That's my sister. What you talking about? I ain't fucking with it. But see, let us be like, fuck your punk ass brother. You ain't even got to say all that. If you just don't want to be around, you ain't got to be on. You ain't got to be calling him out his motherfucking name. You just called my mama a gang of bitches the other day. That's why your eye black.
Yeah, I think y'all need to break up. I don't think that that's a relationship that needs to continue.
I'm just saying. Am I lying, though? A lot of times, y'all will not bite y'all tongue when it comes down to our family. But y'all want us to bite our tongue when it comes down to yours.
Well, I'm sorry. I've never had that issue, so I can't say.
Welcome. I ain't going to your goddamn sister's house. Fuck her.
I mean, you know what? I would probably... You know, very kindly, just let you know how I feel. Like, you know what, babe, I want to go, but you know, me and your sister, we don't really get along, and you know, I don't really want to be around her.
I'm gonna tell you like this. I could be like, okay, cool, and I, you know, if I'm gonna go, I'm gonna go. If I'm not, I'm not. But women is like, so you still can't go? You still can't go? You ain't gotta say shit to her. You still can't go? Didn't I just tell you I didn't
want to
go?
I say that shit all the time, man, but she be on my trail so much, man, I end up going anyway, even though I don't
exactly.
want to go.
Exactly.
But she be pulling me so fucking hard about it.
And I don't think that's fair. And then you want to get over there, and then, and I'm not saying y'all, I'm not saying you all, but, you know, then a lot of times the woman get over there, and then, She left them bashing. Where Cass? He ain't want to come. Oh, sorry, motherfucker. Shit, he had to bring his punk ass over here no way. No,
yeah,
man.
You get that all the time, yeah.
And then, you know, ain't nobody. I'm going to tell you like this, and I know y'all probably didn't figure this out, but when a motherfucker, they want to see how far you going to let them go with it. Now, if you sit there and be like, you know, like, hey, oh, she let me call him a sorry motherfucker? Well, wait till the next time. I'm really finna start getting in his ass. But see, us, we're different. I don't give a fuck how mad I am at you. No, my sister can't be like that old bitch. Hold on, man. Shut the fuck up. Fuck you talking about? Fuck you, your punk ass nigga. I'm gonna defend y'all. I don't mean y'all per se, but women have a very bad tendency of letting their family talk shit about the dude. But then when y'all make up, and then it's like, okay, they still talking that shit. Now they talking shit while he in front of them. Then they drag you in it. Shit, she was the main one saying you wasn't shit the other day. Wasn't she, Brenda? Now he looking at you like, damn. You over talking bad about me? You like, well, she talking about that day we got into it. I don't give a fuck what day we got into it. You ain't supposed to be sitting talking bad about me.
No, I really, shit, because my situation is like hell. You don't go nowhere with me. On the one hand, I don't want him to because I already know that, you know, he's a party pooper, so shit. You know, we'll be there for half an hour, he'll be ready to go. And I don't like that. But on the other hand, it's like,
do you even have a man? Because every time you come around, you by yourself. So I think for women, that'd be like, you know, a woman's look outtake on it. Like, you just don't want to go everywhere by herself. Like, every time I'm with my family, I'm solo. They know I got you, but you'll never come around. I think, you know, that's how women look at it. They still want you to go anyway. Like, you know,
but
they
you know
you
what? Let me do my favorite thing. Let me flip that. Now, if I invite you over, okay, you my sister. I invite you and your husband over, and that motherfucker don't ever come.
Mm-hmm.
Me being a dude, I'm going to take that shit personally. I'm serious. I'm serious in the motherfucker. I'm going to take it personally, like, motherfucker don't like me or something? Why the fuck he don't ever come over?
Well, I mean, you pretty much know if he don't like you or not. Shit, if you, I mean, come on now. You pretty much know if a motherfucker don't like you, a motherfucker don't want to deal with you. I mean,
But sometimes y'all don't come just because you know that one family member is going to be there. Now, if it's not at that family member's house that you don't like, then I don't see why you couldn't come.
You know what?
Because in that case, you would never come to anything.
Well, now,
I understand if it was at that one person's house or something.
Okay,
like
hold on. Hold on. Let me say something. Now, you got a valid point. You got a valid point. But now, my thing about that is when that one family member is like the most dominant member of the family, then it don't matter whose house y'all at, because that person is going to start. Because that person is like the outspoken. Now, if you, okay, let's just say
for instance,
let's just say if it's one of them that you know, okay, y'all might not see eye to eye in school or something, you know, just, you know, it's not you hate them, but, you know, y'all just never seen eye to eye. You know, y'all cordial to each other, you know, you speak, they speak, and I mean, all right, that could be done. But now, this is a motherfucker you blatantly just got in and had a conflict with for no apparent reason or this whatever happened, and you know that this motherfucker will start a fight in an empty room, you know what's coming. Because, see, the one that you just, you know, y'all going to be cordial. Y'all going to be cordial. Hey, what's happening? Hey, what's happening with you? All right, man, you know, good to see you, man. Good to see you, too. Regardless of whether y'all even mean that or not. Now, that one motherfucker that's a loud, dominant motherfucker of the family, she's going to trigger something. He or she, they're going to trigger something. And they always do. How many times that drunk Uncle Elroy then triggered some bullshit off of the at the family picnic?
But I don't see the other family member saying, yeah, go on, get them and all this. Like my auntie, everybody in the family know how she is. Don't nobody bag her because they all think she fucking crazy.
Okay, but now
let
me ask.
They all say the same shit. She said, yeah, her ass was a long goddamn time ago. That, you know, she was the baby, you know, and they all say the same, bitch crazy, and I don't know what the fuck she act like that, and all this and that. So, of course, if we at her house, I wouldn't expect, you know, if she don't like my guy, I wouldn't expect him to want to come. Okay, but if it's at, like, my father's house or something like that, and she just so happened might be there, then I don't see what the issue is because me and the type of person I am, if she say something out the way that makes my guy mad, then I'm going to step in. It ain't just going to be no, she just going to be able to say whatever she want to say and all this and be in my phone.
Hey, maybe you should.
Because that's his house. He ain't going to allow that.
Maybe you should call a spade. Maybe your guy just hates your whole fucking family.
Well, maybe. Might be.
I'm just all saying. Right. Maybe he don't like nobody in the family. That's why he don't go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, but then how does that help? Well, you know, like, who cares what other people think? We all clear on that.
at the same time, this is somebody that you want to be with, so that's not a really good look where, you know, he don't like none of the family.
Let me stop you right there. Let me stop you right there. What does him liking your family have to do with you and his relationship?
I mean,
it shouldn't affect y'all relationship because he don't like the family.
It shouldn't, but I mean, think about it. What if you're really close with your family, so your family is always around, or there's always some sort of family function, you know, because there's families out there that's tight-knit like that, you know. So, I mean, he just ain't never, ever going to come to nothing having to do, or I can't never host a party at our house because, you know what I mean, that's not cool. It's just not. I mean, it's got to be at least one or two people in the family that, you know, can make
okay.
you feel more comfortable about being around.
All right, well, let me ask this. What about, like, a situation where, let's just say the family member done something, let's just say my family member done something to you. My family member done something to you constantly. It's a constant barrage of shit. And you finally just got fed up and was like, that motherfucker's not allowed over here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, am I supposed to, I mean, that this is, like, let's just say this is my brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm like, you know, like, well, you know, this is my brother. And you like, he can't come over here no more.
My brother?
I would hope that you know about everything that your brother's put me through. So I would hope that, you know, if we're at that point where, hell, we live together and I'm talking to you about it. I didn't come to you like, you know, your brother's a piece of shit. That bastard can't come around here. Nothing like that. I just tell you, you know what, baby, your brother.
No. I mean, I'm going to tell you like this. If I came to you, I'm going to tell you, if your brother's not allowed over there, then, I mean, would you bring your brother back over there?
No, I wouldn't. You mean if our guy say that to us?
Yeah, if your guy say your brother's not allowed. Now, you know that your brother done did some shit to him.
Right.
You know your brother done did some shit. You know right offhand, your brother done just been beyond disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And he tell you, your brother can't come here no more.
I would respect my man's wishes on that. I mean, I still don't have a relationship with my brother. I just know where my brother is at. He can't come over here. That's that.
Okay, so, but now I don't have no beef. Let's just say I don't have no beef with the rest of your family. And, I mean, let's just say they want to throw a family function at the house. And I'm like, cool. I got no problem with it. He just can't come.
Mm-hmm.
I have a problem with that. Why?
Because at the end of the day, that's still my brother.
I don't give a fuck if your brother been stole and did everything else for me. I'm supposed to sit there and turn the other cheek. That's what's wrong with motherfuckers. That's still, I mean, look here, family gonna only go so far.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point in time, I'm not going to sit there and keep listening to nobody's family member fucking me over. Now, if you going to sit there and keep talking about, well, that's my brother, you carry your ass over there with your brother.
Yeah, I gotta agree with that, because if shit, every time your sister come around, I look up, I notice, shit, my wine glasses is missing, and it only happens every time she come around. You know what I'm saying? I look up, and I can't find my earrings, or I look up, why are you even in my bedroom? You know what I'm saying? Type of shit like that. Yeah, no, baby, your sister is not welcome here. Now, if my guy has a problem with that after he's seen his sister do some foul shit, then okay.
I'm with you. I'm with the wrong motherfucker. If you can sit there and tell me after your motherfucking brother then did this, that, and the other, that, oh, well, that's my brother. And your brother keep fucking me over, and I ain't did nothing to deserve this shit. Well, that's my brother. Man, fuck you and your brother.
For real.
Well, it's for me.
You know, I appreciate
you'd have to prove
your
it.
Family. I respect that.
It's been proven. Let's just say it's been proven. It's been proven that your brother is.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay,
that's
so are you saying that my brother stole from you?
Yeah, your brother
didn't. What did my brother did to you? He stole from you. And you proved to me that he stole from you?
Yeah,
I would have to back you up. I would have to back you up. But you'd have to prove it first. You
know
what I mean? Because
a
motherfucker can say
same,
anything.
But that's the same as, say, your wife's sister keeps doing shit to try to break y'all up or some shit. Every time she might come over there, she brings some guy trying to hook your wife up. Or some shit
oh,
like
hell
that.
No.
Will you get to a point and be like, this bitch can't come over here no more.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So everybody gets to a point where, you know what I mean? Well, they
but that's
like,
done in my face, though. You know what
yeah.
I mean? That's done right in my I'm saying that, okay, I'll give you a situation. You saying my brother stole from me, right? Let's say my wife said my brother stole from me.
Mm-hmm.
Your brother was the only one here, and this came up missing. I say, okay. I go to my brother. I mean, you know, so-and-so came up missing. Did you take it? Nope. I didn't take it. But now if she turned around and can prove that he came up in my house and stole some shit, then I would have to roll with my wife.
I mean,
but
here's
with
the
just her
you
saying
know your
it,
brother. You know your brother got sticky fingers. Why do you make your woman, this is your wife. Your wife don't have no reason to lie to you about something that your family has done her. You know, so if your wife comes to you and she says, you know what, I really believe that, you know, your brother made off with my Ozzy Brother CD or whatever it was, or, you know, whatever. You know, why? Why do you put your wife through that? I mean, that's your wife. Why is your wife going to lie on your brother? Why I got to prove some shit? You know your brother got sticky fingers.
I guess I could understand, because if she didn't see him do it, like, she wasn't there to actually see him do it. She's just accusing somebody. But
you don't like him.
Okay, I mean, I feel both of y'all, but every time your brother come around, don't nobody else come with him, but every time your brother come around, we talking about, I can't find this, or I can't find that. Come on now.
Well, if my brother kleptomaniac like that, he ain't going to be in my house any motherfucking way, because he's going to be the store for me already.
Okay, but you know what? And here's the thing about that. I hear a lot of people always saying that, but at the same time, it's a lot of people that always say the same shit that you just said. Well, it's my brother. I done seen brothers and sisters get away with mass motherfucking murder, and everybody in the family, well, that's my brother. Okay, that's your brother. I don't got to accept this shit.
Right. Yeah. You don't. I mean, that's just like saying, you know your family member on drugs. You know they stole that shit.
Exactly. That's my whole point. You know he took the shit. But then you gonna sit there, well, you gotta prove to me. Man, you know what? I ain't gotta prove shit to you. You and your brother sit your ass there, and when you fuck around and you ain't got shit, don't bring your ass back to me.
Right. Cause my thing is, if you've been around that person long enough, both of y'all know how that person is. You know what I'm saying? You know
exactly.
How to you want that person to see or with the things that he's done or whatever, because I'm sure you ain't the first one he done stole from. So
exactly. You know exactly what the fuck your brother is, how your brother
is. I'm just saying, I understand, like, if that just, like, is totally out of his nature, he ain't never stole, no, you don't know him as being that type of person to have ever stole something like that or do anything like that, then, yeah, that's different.
Right.
But if that's just the type of person they are, and I mean, you might as well just give it up.
I mean, because there's one in every family, even if it's not a
yeah.
kid, everybody, you know what I'm saying? It might be that one drunk person who's always drinking or always fucked up and always got something crazy to say, bringing up shit from the past or, you know, just stirring, just meddling. It's one in every family. So, you know what I'm saying? Why I got to prove some shit to you? We already know how your family is.
Exactly, and that's my thing. Then you go, well, you got to prove to me that my brother did this. Man, you know what? Don't worry about it. You and your motherfucking brother sit here. I'm out of here. Fuck you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't get no shit. That's my motherfucking brother.
I'm sorry. I'm going to defend my brother.
Until a motherfucker can say 100% that the motherfucker stole it, I got his motherfucking back.
And see, that's your problem. You never look at the obvious. You never look at the obvious. And I'm just saying, bro, you never look at the obvious. And in that case, then not looking at the obvious, a lot of times shit gets fucked up. And you know, when you're not looking at the obvious, that's when shit really gets fucked up for you. You sitting there telling me that, oh, well, you can't prove my brother stole it, but you know your brother's a motherfucking thief. That don't even make sense.
Well, I'm not saying if my brother a thief. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is if I know my brother wouldn't do no little bullshit like that, then I'm going to go to bed for my brother.
Okay, so what
your brother knows you're going to always have his back, so he's going to keep on doing it because he already know what you're going to say. Well,
if my brother was like that, I would know that. I would know this motherfucker still, and if something came up missing, and she said, well, I think your brother took it, 9 times out of 10, he probably did take it if I know he's a fucking thief like that. I'm saying if I know for a fact that, yeah, my brother might break in your house, but he ain't going to steal nothing out of his own brother's house, I'm going to go to bat for him. Now, if he done stole from me before, then I'm rolling. I'm like, okay, yeah, he probably did take the shit. All right,
well, what if it ain't about you? Now, he ain't going to steal from you, but he don't like her, so shit, he's going to take all her shit. That's cool.
But he's still stealing from me, though. It's my house.
Yeah.
He's still stealing from me.
Okay, but in a lot of cases, you know what? In a lot of cases, and it's funny that you say that because in a lot of cases, motherfuckers don't think like that. Motherfuckers be like, well, okay, motherfucker stole my shit. Now, yeah, you like, all right, well, you stealing out my house. Yeah, when it affects you. But if a motherfucker stole, let's just say, I'm sitting there. Okay, Janine, I'm going to use you for example. Me and you sitting there. We living together. Your brother steals, let's just say he steals a jersey of mine.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm not saying that you would do this, but you know, I'm just using you for example. Now, if you came to me like, well, you know, are you really, I mean, because a lot, how can I say this? A lot of people do look at it like, well, I don't really know if he stole it. And some people be like, and a lot of people be like, well, he ain't steal shit from me. My brother ain't going to steal from me. Yeah, he might have stole it from you, but shit, as long as he don't steal from me, we good. You know, a lot of people look at shit like that. I've been around shit like that. One motherfucker like, well, you know, now, when the money came up missing, the bill money, then you wanted to say something. Now, at that point, I'm like, fuck you, fuck your brother, I'm out of here. Now, you want to say something because it affects you? Oh, you done took my motherfucking money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker, and my thing is this. My thing is this, situations should get nipped in the bud early. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All right, look here. This motherfucker that came in here and stole something, he got to go. Ain't no, well, you know, I don't really, I mean, come on. If me, you, and him was in the house, I ain't steal it. You ain't steal it. Who else stole it?
Or broke it or anything, you know what I'm saying? I had to ask motherfuckers. She came to my house, and I let her stay for a little while, you know what I mean? She came for a purpose and wound up staying for 3 months. I gave her, you know what I'm saying, I moved 2 of my kids in one room, and I let her have, you know, the room to herself. I hadn't even been in the house for a month, a whole entire month. And she spilled a big-ass cup of juice on my carpet and didn't tell nobody and just covered it up with a blanket. You know what I'm saying? I felt so completely disrespected. I mean, it's not stealing, but at the same time, you know what I'm saying? You came and just completely disrespected my shit. You could have told me, we could have got it up.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to cover it up with a blanket. It's just, people do shit like that. And you don't think it's wrong because it didn't affect you. Well, hell, you got to go too.
Well, I'm sorry. When people don't see that y'all are in unity with one another, hell, they gonna feel like they can say and do whatever they want to.
You know what? You just brought up a perfect point. And that's my whole point. That's my whole point with the way, like, okay, if you they know they can get over with you, they gonna do it. They gonna do it every time. Well, my brother gonna go to bat for me. My sister gonna go to bat for me. They gonna keep doing it. They not gonna do it where you can catch them.
Yeah.
I just
I don't worry about shit like that. My brother don't steal. And he still wouldn't steal from me.
Nobody accused your brother of stealing. We just talking about scenario.
Oh, no, what I'm saying is, I know my brother like a book. Now, my brother might break in the next door neighbor's house, but he ain't going to steal shit from out of my house. You know what I'm saying? That includes everybody in my house. You know what I mean?
Because
I feel like this. If I had to have, okay, let's say I left $100 on the table, $100 bill on the table in my house. I don't give a fuck who live with me. That motherfucker better sit there until I move it. You know what I mean? Or otherwise, we got a problem because somebody got to go because somebody just stole $100.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody got. I don't think you should have to hide shit in your own damn house. I don't believe in that shit.
I understand that, but now you just said something. You said, okay, my brother may break in the next door neighbor's house, but he's not gonna break in mine, right?
Right.
Okay, but breaking in your next door neighbor house, how much trouble you think that's going to bring on you if they find out it was him? So, once again, your brother's not even thinking about your well-being. You know, you can have a fucking next door neighbor that's crazy than a motherfucker. Now, oh, his brother broke in there? I'm going to shoot him. Your brother just dragged you in the middle of some bullshit.
But he didn't steal from you.
Hell no, and he better not.
Okay, but at
no,
the same
but
time.
He just got you shot. That's better.
At the same time, he done drug you and your family in some bullshit.
Oh, hey.
Mm-hmm.
Shit happens.
Really? That's your answer to that. Shit happens.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what else can I do? What else can I do?
So I'm asking. So you would turn the other cheek and just won't. You would be like, oh well, yeah, you know, he stole fucking.
No, of course
cool.
not. Of course. I mean, if my brother did do some shit like that, then he couldn't stay with me anymore. You know what I mean? I would try to squash shit with the neighbor, but he got to go. At the end of the day, he would have to go. But also, in the same breath, still don't believe in my heart that my brother would ever steal. Not in my house. I don't give a fuck who
okay.
I'm living with.
I understand. We didn't got past that. But my thing is, if your brother would be willing to jeopardize you and your home over some bullshit, some trinkets or what the fuck ever he's finna steal, I mean, damn, he still ain't giving you no motherfucking respect.
And he would have to go. He still would have to go.
Okay, and we
I mean,
and,
see,
okay.
You can only go so far.
Okay. So, in other words, you pretty much saying the same thing that we're saying then. Because if he did some shit like that, he got to go. You letting him back over there?
No. If they do, they're basically saying, fuck you.
Hey, listen, I'm agreeing with everything
I'm saying if the person, like, if the other person, say me as the wife and I let my brother come over there anyway after you told me not to have him come over there no more. If I let my brother come over there after you told me not to, I am basically saying, fuck you, I'm going to
exactly.
do what I'm going to do.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly. And that's my whole point. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, so I would have an issue with that.
I mean, you just telling me our relationship don't mean shit.
Yeah, and that partly goes into play with women who feel like they're in control of the situation. Not to say that that's the case, but in some cases.
Oh, that's
like
a lot of cases.
Like if women feel like they paying a lot of the bills or something. You see what I'm saying? They start to feel like, well, shit, you can't tell me. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do what I'm going to do. You know, some women feel like that. You can't tell me who the fuck I can't have over here.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, you got to respect me as your husband.
Exactly.
You got to respect me as your husband.
Exactly. And that's
manhood away from him.
And I think that's where it gets lost and broke down when you lose it. Because it starts with respect. That's where it starts from. And I don't care who's paying the majority of the bill, you're still supposed to treat that person as an equal. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But it also goes back to communication at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Because if my brother did do something to my wife,
mm-hmm.
you know, no matter what the fuck it was, still whatever,
mm-hmm.
and she said, well, I don't want the motherfucker over at the house no more. She just comes straight.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want him here. Fuck him. He can't come over here no more. First thing I'm going to do is let's talk about it. Because it
mm-hmm.
is
okay.
my brother. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. What,
mm-hmm.
first of all, what the fuck did he do?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Is
okay.
it something forgivable? You know what I mean? Is it something that he can come and sit down and talk to you and y'all can squash it? You know, before
okay.
you go to the extremes of saying, well, no, nah, he can't come over here no more, without even talking about it.
All right, well, let me
you know
give
I mean?
You a scenario. Let me give you a scenario because I'm not sure if this is something you would want to hear, okay? So, okay, we was all at the party at the house or whatever, and everybody was a little bit tipsy and shit. You know, your brother touched me,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? And I came to you and I told you, you know, at the
would
party.
You, first of all, would you believe her?
Exactly.
I was about to ask that question. Would you believe her?
You know what? It would depend on their relationship.
Why
if they don't fuck with each other,
anything.
They don't talk
your
to
brother.
Each other, they don't do nothing with each other, then, and she said he touched her, then I would approach my brother. Because you don't even fuck
wait,
with her at all.
Wait,
so
wait.
Why would she
but
even
what,
say
I
that?
I mean, what if it's just maybe they had a good relationship. Say they had a good relationship. Not to say that they hung out and stuff like that, but they was always friendly and cool with each other and things
and your,
like that.
And your brother took it far because
he
thought he seen something that wasn't there.
So you wouldn't believe her just because they were friendly?
How am I supposed to prove that to you? So now you tell me
exactly.
that as your woman, I'm going to have to reset a scene so that your brother can get fucked up. And what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to dress sexy or am I supposed to come on to him? I mean, what am I supposed to do to prove that to you? You know,
because
you know what?
I'm
going to tell y'all something.
I ain't never did nothing to make me feel like, you know, I wanted your brother or nothing like that. And say we've always had a relationship where we trust one another. So all of a sudden you wouldn't trust the person that you live with, her telling you that, it's not like she's trying to do nothing, you know, evil towards your brother, nothing like that. I'm not saying if she didn't like him, you know, that's different. If she was trying to get him back for something or something like that, I'm talking about where they actually had a good relationship.
All right, I'm going to answer your question. Because, actually, I've been through that.
Okay.
My daughter's mother said that a friend of mine did that.
Uh-huh.
You know my boy. You know my boy Terry.
I remember the situation.
She said that he tried to holler at her.
Okay. I remember.
You know, wasn't no touching or nothing like that, but he
okay.
said he tried to holler at her. She came and told me, well, your boy tried to holler at me. And I'm not going to lie, I've been knowing this dude since diapers. And mm-hmm. I did not believe her.
Mm.
I did not believe her. I did not believe her. She's like my brother.
Mm-hmm.
We've been knowing each other since diapers. And she knew this.
Uh-huh.
And
now,
I didn't believe her.
Let me throw a monkey wrench in there.
I mean, did they have a bad relationship with each other?
They didn't have type of relationship. No.
I don't even think that matters. Here's my question. If she never told you, and you found out, what if he told you? You know what I'm saying? Or what if he was somewhere and you just heard it through the grapevine or whatever? But the point is, you found out from somebody, anybody other than her, that, you know, your boy had tried to holler at her. Now how you going to look at her? You know what I'm saying? Where if when she told you, you didn't believe her. So now she's going to keep it from you. And you find out some other way. Now
well,
what?
I mean, hey, I can only be mad at myself for not believing her. I mean, at the same time, I didn't believe her. I'm not gonna lie, I didn't believe her. You know what I mean? When she told me, I was like, "Yeah, right." And I went and asked him.
Mm-hmm.
He looked me in the eye and said, "No." He said, "No, man, I wouldn't even do that. I know how you feel about her." And I believed him.
So did you ever find out different or no?
No. She stopped talking about it. I believe it was some shit. That's the type of person that she is.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? She one of those, you know, she got to have attention. If she feels she ain't getting attention, she'll make some shit up.
Oh, okay.
To try
well,
to get
what
some
I'm
attention.
Saying. Then you knew the type of person she was in order to go to him and act. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm just saying somebody who, you know, wouldn't do something like that. You know what I'm saying?
If my wife came and told me that, then I would have a problem.
Yeah.
I got to go see somebody. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's what I said, because you know the person you with, and if they would be, you know, honest. Or
right, exactly. I agree with you 100%.
Know. Some men, I mean, it's crazy, because some men feel flattered when they got... or they boy trying to holler at they woman. Have y'all ever had that?
I ain't nothing flattering about it.
Not to me. And my boy? No.
I mean your boy.
That ain't cute at all. I would have issues with my boy. I would. I'm ready to fight.
And I mean, because then when you don't fight nothing. And then when you don't fight nothing to him, don't that let him know? Well, damn,
to keep trying.
With it, so he's gonna keep
trying, dog.
Right?
Keep trying. I'm giving you permission to keep trying till she get naked.
I mean, it ain't like he was giving him permission, but he didn't. He never said nothing to him about it. So I guess in his boy's eye, he was like, he never would do it in his face. He would never do it in his face. But I guess the simple fact was, I guess he never said nothing to him. I guess he thought I wasn't telling him. You see what I'm saying? He probably thought I wasn't telling him. And then, since nothing was said to him by my guy, he was just like, well, shit, I'm just going to keep trying.
Right. And you know what? You know what? He telling your guy, man, she ain't shit, dog.
But no, I
she
was
ain't shit.
Telling him. I was telling my guy. He just wasn't saying nothing to his boy. I was telling him
anything. And his boy, at the same time, his boy was in his ear. Man, your girl ain't shit, dog.
Okay, let me ask you.
You know what I mean?
Let me ask you. And I'm playing devil's advocate with this. I know you and Terry. Terry probably the one person that you've probably been knowing longer than me. Am I right?
Yep, since diapers.
Right. Now, what if it wasn't Terry? What if it was me? Would you believe it? Would you believe it was something I would do?
This was before my baby. This was before she became my baby mama. I'd be like, yo, dog. Hey, dog, I need to holler at you, dog.
So you would believe it was me?
I'm like, man, look here, bro. She said
That's
I don't know
you ain't answered the question.
Enough.
You ain't asked the question, would you believe it was me?
I wouldn't believe none of my friends would do that to me. I don't believe none of my friends would do that. I could be wrong. But until they show me that they would do that.
Well, now hold on. You did accuse Mr. Charlie.
Of who?
Oh, girl. Remember? Well, we were going to the Savoy. We were sitting in the car, and you said, man, you believe Mr. Charlie tried to holler at her.
Dude, I'm serious as hell. I do not remember. Serious
no,
as hell, man.
I remember that. I can't remember her name. Dark skin chick.
Tracy?
Mm-hmm.
I do not remember that. I don't remember that conversation, dog. Seriously.
I remember it. Right hand of God. You said, you looked me square in my face. You said, I think he tried it.
I wish I remember, man. I can't speak on it because I don't remember the conversation, man. For real.
And I looked at you and I said, man, are you serious? And you was like, yeah. And you was adamant. You was like, and if I find out, man, and I'm like, dude, he ain't did it. And he was like, man, how you know? How you know? And I'm like, I don't think he did it. And you was like, no, he did it. Later on down the line, you found out it wasn't him, but it was our other partner.
Dude, I don't. Who are you talking about? I don't remember none of this.
Really?
I'm serious as a heart attack. I don't remember.
Dude, I'm not bullshitting you. We were sitting in the car. You know how we did. We got to the Savoy early. We getting our drink on. And you looked me square in my face. And you said, you think Mr. Charles tried to talk to Tracy. And I said, I was like, damn, they don't even be around each other. And you were just like, man, I just got this feeling. And I'm looking at you like, come on, he don't even be around her like that. And you was like, I'm going to find out. I'm going to find out. And then you found out.
I did not remember.
And you found out it wasn't him. It was Butch.
Man, I'm lost, man. I don't remember.
Man.
What he just said is, man, I'm going to call you after the show.
We're
going to talk about that
Friday. No, I'm serious. I'm serious.
No, I mean, I wasn't saying it in a sense like that. I was just saying it's like, you know, I mean, maybe it was alcohol that day. I don't know, but it was just like, you know, it was like you did go there.
I seriously do not remember. I'm not denying it. I'm just saying I don't remember. I'm gonna get that Brian Williams. I got a missed memory.
Well, how do y'all feel when the woman don't believe y'all? Like, say y'all girl friend tried to talk to y'all. And y'all try to come to y'all wife.
That's aggravating.
Or girl,
oh,
or whatever.
God, that is aggravating. Because it's like, if we don't come to y'all and it come out, oh, you wanted to fuck her. But then we tell you, girl ain't thinking about you. Okay, you're not going to be satisfied to my dick down her throat.
It wouldn't even bother me, man. Because I'd be like, well, I told you. So if you ever hear about it, it ain't like I ain't tell you. But if she didn't believe me, it wouldn't bother me. Because when it do come out, I'm going to be like, uh-huh, nah, I told you. You didn't believe me, but I told you. And she can't throw it up in my face. Well, you didn't even tell me. Yeah, I did. I told you.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't believe me. That's your fault. So I'm clear. That shit would not bother me at all.
But since she didn't believe you, did you feel like that gives you the right to fuck her?
Nah, it don't give us the right to, but... Shit. Probably did anyway.
No, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. Even if she didn't believe me, I wouldn't do it. You know what I'm saying? Because women do that shit, dog. You know they try to set you up. Girls try to talk to them and see if they'll talk to you. Because that happened to me before. You was with me when that shit happened to me. You was with me.
Well, you fell for that shit. You fell for that shit, hook, line, sink. I told you. But you know what? Now, I got to say this, man, and I know you probably don't agree with me, but in her defense, old girl didn't say shit to you. You made the first move.
No, she did, man. She asked for a ride to Lee's Chicken House.
That's all she did is ask for a ride.
That meant fucking please.
Oh, you know, he giving a ride. You got to give something up.
Exactly, and that was his whole. Now, see, let me give y'all a little clarification on Father Time. See, back then, Father Time thing was, bitch, you get up in this stinking lane, you gonna draw them draws. That was Father Time, man. You ride in a Lincoln, babe. And oh, this is when the Lincoln. This is before all the bullshit. This is when the Lincoln was pretty. It was all. I mean, it was a midnight black, and it was chromed out. I mean, it had the chrome on it without even. You know what I'm saying? It was factory chrome, and that shit was looking good. You couldn't tell Father Time. Oh, bitch, you gonna ride in the stinking Lincoln? Shit. Bitch, you know what time it is. It wasn't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You got in the Lincoln, Father Time felt like he was fucking.
Oh, my
God. And I remember the day perfectly. She asked for a ride. You went in, and when you went in, I looked at you like, dog, is you crazy? He was like, man, she want it. Next thing you know, here old girl come. You dirty motherfucker. Like, I told you don't do it. So I can't really say you got set up that day. You kind of set yourself up on that one.
I'm just saying, women do that shit. See if he'll talk to you.
Okay, but she didn't come on to you. You came on to her.
Well, I mean, hey, she approached me first. I didn't say nothing to her. She approached me. I'm just sitting in the middle of the street just chilling. She rolled up on me. I ain't the only one out there with a car. So what a brother supposed to think? She won it.
All right, bro.
I mean, hey, that's how I thought back then. I don't think like that now.
Oh, yeah, you know, motherfucker had a couple of dollars in his pocket back then. You couldn't tell him shit. A couple of dollars in pocket and a stinking lanking? Shit, bitch, you better fuck.
Come on, dog. I let you roll it a few times. You got lucky, didn't you?
No, you didn't let me roll it a few times. You let me roll it a lot of times. And hell yeah, every time I got it, that motherfucker. Shit, nigga, I thought I seen this other guy drive it. Yeah, that's my brother. I let him drive it while I was at work. Yeah, man, it was a gang motherfucker thought you was driving my car.
Wow.
I see it. No, I seen a big dude drive. Yeah, my brother. Oh, shit. Yeah, he live with me. It's parked at my crib right now. Yeah. Yeah, let your ass talk about, hey, dog, I'm going to drop me off. Yes, I will. Hit that motherfucker tape deck. You know, we had tape decks back then. I got all the motherfucking windows down. I'm cruising that big motherfucker. Dum dum. Hey, buddy, what's your name? This your car? Yeah. You got money for a Lincoln? Yes, I do. Get in. Where we going? Where we going? To the Gotham? To the Snooty Fox.
Oh my God.
We better go play a little game of hide and seek, baby. Shit, I'm like, I love that motherfucker. I hated you got rid of it.
I went there
was some
one
fun
time.
You went where?
The Gotham. One time. It was a New Year's Eve, and everybody was talking about going somewhere, so we was all in a group, and we stopped up there because somebody was up there or something. Yeah. I was like, whatever, motherfucker. Y'all call me boo, y'all. You want to. Shit, I am not staying up in this motherfucker.
Mm-mm. See, the trick to get them into Gotham that you never turned the light. You never turned the light on once you got in the room. You never turned the light on.
I ain't never been in there.
Really?
I've been in front of it. I tried to go in there a few times, but I couldn't get nobody to go with me.
Shit, Wick turned me on to that motherfucker. Wick say $22 all night. Beat it. Wick told me that trick. Wick say, don't turn the light on. Keep the light off. Don't turn the light on. Wick say, don't take a bitch. Wick say, don't take them in there in the daytime. And when you take them at night, don't turn the light on.
Oh, my goodness.
Shit.
Hot mess up and down.
I got that. Shit. That motherfucking light was parked at that motherfucker many a night.
Man, you know what, man? Conversations like this. Man, we used to have some fun, boy.
Oh, yeah.
We used to have some fun, man. Those days are everybody kind of spread out now. Oh, man, we used to have so much fun. Sitting on the bench drinking in the projects.
You know what? Let me ask y'all, okay, and I'm going to start with you, Janine. If you could just go back, like, to, I mean, you know, not to say that you're going to do all the shit that you did back then, but if you could go back to that fun time with your clique, at what point would that be? At what age bracket?
Right, what years?
I would have to say, I think from age 19 to 19 to about 30 was a blur.
I ain't gonna say it was a blur, but god damn.
Good time.
Yeah, 19 through 30, boy. God damn. It is like, what thing, so you had to go, well, damn, you're only 31, so I guess you're going to say.
I am
but,
not 31.
No, that's my bad.
She corrected your ass quick. She 33. Don't short her a year.
Okay.
She going to be 33.
No, I'll be 34 if I make it to November this year.
Oh,
there's somebody after you or something? She said, if she make it.
Right.
No, I mean, because shit, that's just how.
He crazy. Sitting in there with this butter knife, keep sharpening this butter knife. I don't know when it's going to get sharp. Oh.
So if you 33 and somebody asked you that question, you'd be like, shit, last year.
Right.
No, you know what? You should just skip me because I still haven't gotten there yet. I was a young mother. I was, you know what I'm saying? I had my first child when I was 16. So I haven't, I'm ready to do it now. I want to do everything.
Well, my answer would be the mid 90s. My answer would be the mid 90s. Hers would be the mid 2000s.
Mine would be, I'm ready now. Yeah. The mid 90s was some good. Yeah, 90s was really good.
The 90s was a hell of a decade, boy. That was a hell of a decade.
Oh, yeah. God damn. Well, hey, What Dusty Rhodes say? Live life on the edge of a thunderbolt, boy. You talking about? Woo.
Yeah, them 90s wasn't no joke. Everybody had money. Money was plentiful back then.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
You go out, you gonna make that quick dollar.
Yes, sir. A few of them dollars. They in the strip clubs, man. You can touch.
Oh yeah, strip. See, you do more than touch. Shout out to Desire. Oh my
man. Clubs up here, dog. You ain't touching nothing.
Yeah, that club.
Them Minnesota clubs suck.
Oh, they horrible. Wait a minute, hold on. We went to his bachelor party. Now, his guy took us to this strip club. All right, now you know us. We from the G. Shit, we coming in that motherfucker, dude. The women was in cages. So, you know, we been trying to grab asses. I knew when the first red flag, these motherfuckers didn't sell alcoholic beverages. These motherfuckers gave us some O'Doul's. I'm like, what the fuck is this? So second rule, Wick being Wick, getting ready to just start putting beaters on his head, like, get your ass down. Don't you? He looking crazy. So dude told us, hey, I'm paying for all y'all a lap dance. All right. That motherfucker straddled us. Well, I know she straddled me, Ace. So, you know, first thing, my hands went on them cheeks. Wow. That motherfucker, all smiles turned to frowns. He's touching. He's touching. What? Hey, no touching. Oh, bitch, you might as well just move then. Boy, Minnesota got the worst strip clubs I ever seen.
Well, I didn't turn down my dance. I took both of mine. I wasn't turning mine down. Fuck that. I enjoyed the night.
Hey, now you got women taking over the strip clubs. Nah, shit, they be in there touching and feel and shit. Yeah,
I haven't been to one since that night.
I had this I got this customer. He's this old ass white man. And he came in store today and he asked me, he said, he said, would you ever go out with me? And so I said,
Whoa. How was he? How, a roundabout?
He's probably, if I had to guess, maybe about 75.
Damn.
But he's. I don't know. He got that motherfucker. He got this little black chick that he fucks with. He come in, he get her a pint of Remy and a pack of squares, and they do whatever it is they do. But he asked me after
75.
And I might be too young. But he asked me. He was like, "Well, do you like to go to the strip club?" I was like, you know what? I gotta go. No, I'm not going to strip club with you, old man.
Would you go to a strip club?
I've been to a strip club. You know, I would go to a strip club. I'm not going with you.
If I have some money, I'll go right now.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I've been to a strip club. Shit, since that night. It's the last time I've been to one.
Damn.
I don't like the fact that you can't touch, man. You're giving them your money, man, but you can't touch nothing, man. That shit ain't cool to me. I'm used to occasions.
Whatever. I'm touching pussy. I want to feel the pussy juice and everything when I touch.
Damn right, shit. I'm like, shit, what the fuck?
Your ass going to jail in Minnesota. Try that shit here. They calling the cops.
Mm-mm.
But I'm pretty sure, you know, if you got a 20 in your hand, they might let you cop a deal.
No, they didn't. Remember, we all had singles. Remember?
Well, I remember that night, but I'm saying,
No, dog.
I mean, at the end of the day.
I was trying to negotiate, remember? I'm like, well, hey, what, you know what I got? I mean, hold on, I got some more money. You know, I'm pulling out some more money. No touching. Move, bitch. Get your ass up. Shit, you just aggravating me now.
That's how they rock and roll with it, man. That's why I don't go. I don't go. Then it'd be skinny white girls.
Right, and that was my thing. Like, bitch, you ain't even all. You a skinny little white girl. No, no offense to. Hold on, let. City disclaimer. No offense to any white girls, but I mean, come on, these girls didn't have no booty. Now, I mean, I was like, okay, you know, these little pasties on pasties. You know, I'm used to. Actually, me, I'm not even used to pasties. I'm used to seeing nipples. Shit, you know, you go to occasions back in the day, them nipples be pointing right in your face. You need a drink? Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
That was the spot there. Man, that's the best strip club I ever been. I ain't never been to one like that, ever.
I do want to go to Magic City, though.
That one in Atlanta?
Yeah.
I would love to go check that one out. I mean, the way the rappers be talking about it.
Well,
must
now,
be nice.
With that, it's like, why? I mean, okay, Lil Wayne coming out. You can't compete with him. You know, everybody running to him. You just sitting over there just looking at what he doing. Hell, I'm going to be just like one of them bitches. I'm picking up his money.
Hell
get
yeah.
You know how they get the shuffling that
right,
shit out? Yeah, I'm picking up everything. Man, they got in local news. Local,
he was taking
man,
the post stripper
up too.
Money.
Hell yeah, they got me on the ground wrestling with a stripper. Bitch, let it go, I bust your motherfucking head, ho.
He was on my lap. This nigga came in. He done took off the shit.
Yeah, money. Yeah. Oh, now this bitch didn't got all the fucking money. Shit, you know how they take them steel shots? They got me cocking back, biting my lip, punching her motherfucking ass, trying to pull the money out of her head at the same time. Let it go, bitch. I'm not really sure if I really want to go to Magic City. At least not while they there.
Shit, I want to go where they there, so as soon as they make it rain, I got an umbrella in that bitch, scooping all that shit up.
Who are you? I'm part of the security team. Lil Wayne told me to pick this up.
I ain't going to even lie. I'm trying to get paid like you.
Oh, yeah. You heard what I said, Walter? Yeah. He's like, whoa, who the fuck is he? Oh, Juby sent me. Walter? So I
know that motherfucker be like, I'm Forrest Whitaker. It y'all look like that motherfucker anyway. I'm Forrest Whitaker.
You know what? You are.
Give me VIP. I want some VIP up in this bitch.
They gonna be like, well, Forrest, even you gotta pay some, bitch.
I'm gonna make it rain with a roll of quarters.
I'll tell you what, you better save up all your Microsoft point money because you gonna need it if you're trying to pull that off.
Man, I go to that bitch with two rows of cords.
Wow.
Man, I go
that shit up, girl.
I go in that bitch with an Al Bundy dollar.
On the string on it.
That motherfucker dollar with a string tied on it. See, it's that bitch back out. Now, you know what? I'm going to tell you, he gets on my fucking nerves, but... You want to have if you got some money and you got some money to spend, you know what I'm saying? You just want to get loose. Boy, there's nothing like taking Wick to the strip club. Oh, he's going to guarantee, boy, if you got some money for him to spend, he's going to make it worth your while.
Man, dude. I'm about to tell you a true story about him. First time I took him to Occasions.
When he laid on the floor, I was there.
Oh, yeah, with the doll in his mouth.
Yeah, with the doll in his mouth. I was there.
That motherfucker, y'all, he laid on stage. He laid on the stage and put a doll in his mouth. No lie.
She came and scooped that motherfucker right up with her pussy.
Sure did.
And looked at us like, give me another dollar. Give me another dollar. Oh, that motherfucker. Like I said, if you got some money to spare and you want to have a good time, I'll take Wicked Strip Club with you.
Oh, goodness.
And the fucked up part is, do you remember when we turned around? Because we was like, we finna cut him off. And when we turned around, we said, where the fuck did you get that drink from? Oh, I'm going to get mine. I'm going to get mine. The motherfucker wound up getting a free drink. I don't know where the fuck he was getting them drinks from, but Wick was getting him a drink. I said, where the fuck are you getting this money from? We cut him off about an hour ago. Shit.
Yeah, that motherfucker's a good time, man. He's a good time. At least he don't get, you know what I'm saying? He ain't one of them violent dudes. You know, the motherfucker don't want to fight
violent. But he will walk away. What's funny?
You breaking up, man. You breaking up. Yeah, you breaking up pretty bad.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
All right, we got you.
Man, I got damn Wick. He's pretty good.
Yep. Until he gets staggering drunk, man, it's time to cut him off then. That motherfucker ain't no fun when he started doing that motherfucking Michael Jackson lean from Moonwalker. Y'all have seen that video, right? Y'all, you know, when he did that lean with them dudes in the video.
Yeah.
Smooth criminal, there you go.
Whatever.
That motherfucker get that smooth criminal lean.
He got it. Hello, lean. Let me go. That motherfucker lean. But I still say nothing was more funny when he picked that damn woman up and dropped her.
They was going to whoop his ass, man. If we wasn't there, man, they was about to jump his ass right there on the stage. Them girls surrounded his ass. And he got that one arm, too, because remember his other arm was broke.
Yeah, and then he turned around and he looked around and noticed that they surrounded him. He was like, I'll kick all you bitches' ass. Come on. Oh, that goddamn
that
wig.
Was funny, man. That was some funny-ass shit. That night was funny as hell. They was going to pick his ass up. He got one arm.
Now, when the girl pushed him on the ground and started fucking him,
that's what pissed him off.
She literally pushed his face like on the floor. You know how somebody hold, like, you know, okay, you know how we fucking and, you know, we get aggressive from the back and we probably hold you by your neck, you know, while we hitting you from the back and pounding you. That's how she had him on the dance floor. He couldn't get up. And his face, he was making, actually looked like he was getting fucked because he was trying to get up. So he biting his lip and shit, trying to get up, and she got him up by his neck and she found. But in his defense, he only had one arm, so he couldn't get up. And he tried, you know, an old
she
girl,
was
I mean, she was pound. I'm talking about she was pumping the shit out of him.
Yeah, she was.
And she had him down by his neck. So, I mean, and you could just see his face cringing. So finally, I'm like, hey, get off of him. Get off of him. And they finally let him up. And he looked up at me, and I'm like, God damn, don't you feel violated?
That shit was funny. He turned around and tried to pick her up and dropped her. I think we was at In Effect when that shit happened. I don't know if y'all ever been to In Effect. But he dropped her right on the stage. Oh, that shit was funny as hell. Her girls rolled up on him. And then they kind of surrounded him. Oh, you had to be there. That shit was funny as hell. That shit was funny as hell. And we used to do shit like that all the time, y'all. We just have fun, fight each other, and go out the same night. Just kicking and having fun. We must have lost him.
So,
I don't know.
Yeah,
we must have lost him. So let's go on in this madness. At least,
we all
lost. You can't find a word. Oh, there you go.
Okay,
just
man.
Stop talking, man.
I don't know what the hell is going on.
Yeah, you just stop talking.
Nah, I don't know, man. Let's just. All right, well, let's get the hell out of here, man.
For sure. I think liquor store. Last words.
Yes, I enjoyed myself. I will talk to y'all next week.
All right. Janine.
Had a good time talking with everybody. I'll definitely be here next week.
Hey, don't take this personally, but every time I say your name, I think of that song.
Oh, really?
You know what song I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what song you're talking about.
Oh, okay. Every time I say your name, that one phrase pops in my head every single time.
Hell, you've been listening to it for 5 years, shit. Don't
they
only fits the bill?
Mm-mm.
I guess. What you got, man?
All right, man. Thank everybody for calling in, man. Shit, you know how we do it.
All right, you going to talk about the site?
Oh, yeah. Check this out. SinCityRadioShow.com coming very soon, next few weeks. Hit us up. We're going to be doing it real big on that motherfucker. Totally uncensored. Matter of fact, I just got an email today from the website designer. It's on it popping.
There you have it, folks. All right. Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening. Peace, love, and head grease. We out this motherfucker. Deuces.